trucker. If you can't turn a profit, then you're out of luck. It's for the mug that we fly all over the space. Point to lightning, it's crossed at a hell of a pace. Just turn the wheel and keep that smile on your face. Maybe someday soon you'll be a top trucker.
Well, howdy there, truckers. This is old Buck Naked, spokesman for Lacon Spaceways, back again for this week's Huttin' Top Trucker. How do we keep up with your shenanigans while you tootle around in the Milky Way? Why, we install this little piece of software called the Huttin' Helper in your spaceship. If you ain't already got it installed, you can install it yourself, relatively pain-free, by going to the website hot.forthemug.com. Almost as pain-free as trying to keep up with Commander Remklep at a steak-eating contest. Here come the meat sweats. I assure you, though, while y'all are listening to this, Remklep and I'll be sitting back, enjoying a few beer, and watching tropical depressions roll in from the Gulf of Mexico. So let's get on to our top truckers from last week. Yeehaw! From the Explorers, jumping around like them crickets on a warm summer evening, we got a tie, sorta, between Commander Chris Hankey and Commander St. John Hawk, both flying 31,133 light years. Or, if old King Hankey didn't have himself such a multiple personality disorder thing going on, he'd have flown 62,266 light years. Can someone get Nurse Wyeth over to old Hankey before he splits off into even more of himself? Damn if he ain't like a Trumbull, you know? Giving the Don a proper flogging this week is Commander Galen Reynolds, who demolished the Don's Dippy Desperados with about 91.6 million credits worth of bounties. Please note, Galen is not related to Mal in any form or fashion. You can tell by the awesome job he did against the Don. Congrats to Commander Montgomery Python for reaching top of the mission point earners with 1,782 mission points earned. Just when you thought he was retired, he comes back being a fantastic pilot. Hauling cargo like a Huttin' trucker oughta, it's Commander Montgomery Python again. And he transported about 61,600 tons of cargo this week. He bought over 76,000, though. I'm sure that ain't good for his bottom line, unless it was 14,000 tons of Huttin' mugs he threw at Thargoids, and that's pretty cool. Driving the Huttin' taxi this week, Commander A Small Furry Rodent carried 816 passengers around the galaxy. He surprised a lot of passengers by actually being a small furry rodent and requested tips and cheese. Our fastest run to Huttin' Orbital is held by Commander Brett Riverboat with a time of 1 hour, 25 minutes, and 46 seconds. And our fastest run so far in this month of September was done by Commander Rumpini in 1 hour, 27 minutes, and 5 seconds. Finally, we're back to reasonable flying times again. You think you got what it takes to beat these scores? Well, download the Huttin' Helper and get to flying, Commander. You want to hear your name on this here radio station? Make sure you got the Huttin' Helper installed. Pick it up on the web at hot.forthemug.com and get to trucking. Huttin' Top Trucker. Brought to you by Lacon Spaceways, the only ships in the galaxy with a book of Scottish jokes. Well, speaking of which, James decided to call his Scottish father-in-law the Exorcist, because every time he came to visit, he made the spirits disappear.